Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's time now for our Christmas countdown series. My next guest and her family have had probably the toughest year of their lives because her husband, Des, suffered a life-changing injury in a bicycle accident in January. I have on the line with me Tara Dalton. Tara, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Wendy.
Let's get to some of your Christmas countdown questions, first of all. So tell us, Tara, a Christmas memory from your childhood.
Oh, well, I was thinking about this. My favourite Christmas memory is going to the Gaiety Panto with Maureen Potter. Now, that's showing my age, isn't it? But it was such a big adventure into town for the day. And we go to the Panto, or we go to a restaurant called Solomon Grundy's, which was on Nassau Street, and have burgers. And then we go to the Gaiety Panto. And, yeah, I think that was one of my favourite childhood Christmas memories.
Yeah, me too. I'll never forget. We used to go with all our cousins, and I'll never forget going to Jack and the Beanstalk and this giant hand coming down from the ceiling. And I think I was about 6 or 7, but I still remember it. And hopefully there'll be pantos again once more next year, please God.
I think they're better than they were nowadays. Do you know that? I shouldn't say that, but I think they were. I think it was just not the child at the time.
Yeah, they've been improving. Well, tell us, of course, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to the next question, which is the low light of 2020. Tell us a little bit about that.
The low light of 2020 was the 8th of January when Des left for work, and he didn't come home that day because he had a bicycle accident and suffered a catastrophic brain injury, and he's been in hospital ever since. So that was definitely the low light of 2020.
Tell us about a highlight of 2020.
Definitely the day, it was the 8th of June actually, and it was the day the kids visited Des in the National Rehabilitation Hospital, and that, the first time in 6 months they saw their dad. And that was a hugely emotional day for all of us, you know. And it was just lovely to see Des actually smile that day, you know, seeing the kids. You could just see the love in his face for them. And it was just, 6 months was just too long for him not to see the kids, and too long for them not to see him either, you know.
Yeah, and that's the reason you want him home. We'll talk about that shortly. What about a film that you would recommend for us this Christmas? What will you be watching with the kids?
I'm sure we're going to be watching Home Alone.
Yeah. That's the most start of Christmas for us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just become the Christmas. You know, it's Christmas time when one of the Home Alone movies are on, and we all sit and watch them together, you know.
And how are you hoping to celebrate Christmas this year? I know you're hoping Des will be able to come home for a few hours.
Yeah, so that really is the celebration, him being here. And then he'll go back. Two hours will probably be enough. He gets very, very tired. And then my sister and her partner and their little girl are coming over, and just the six of us are going to have a bite to eat. And that will be really it, I think.
And what about your hopes for 2021, Tara?
Oh, I hope, my big hope is that Des improves, and that he may start walking and even talking and, you know, get some normality back into his life, really, you know, get some normality back into all of our lives, you know. It would be fantastic if he starts to improve once he's home.
And we're all hoping for that. And you mentioned even there, Tara, just Daniel, who's 12, and Ella Rose, only 9, that period where they didn't see their dad for 6 months. And you've seen the impact of just even small amounts of time Des having with you and the kids has had on hopefully helping his recovery. So you're trying to get Des home. You've been running a GoFundMe. It's on GoFundMe.ie, by the way, and you look Walk Des Home. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the response and the auction as well that you're doing until midnight tonight.
Yeah, the auction is till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Sorry, 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, so the response has been phenomenal, Wendy. Like, it's just, the people have been amazing. And I think I may have said it before, people say Irish people are generous. They really are so generous. We're nearly up to our target. I think we're at about 380,000 at the moment. We are running an auction. We've got some amazing prizes, some one-to-one rugby training with James Ryan and Dan Levy, one-to-one football training with Niall Quinn. We've got Breaks Away in Castle Leslie, Wineport Lodge. So there's some lovely, there's a Gucci watch on there. So there's some lovely items, if you like.
Things that really are priceless, like those coaching sessions. It's kind of things money can't buy, but you can at the auction.
You can at the auction, and if you go, if anybody wants to have a look, it's Walkdale's Home. It's on our website, walkdaleshome.ie, and there's a link to the auction there. And as I say, it's finished at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, so you got to get your bids in now. Tara, listen, thanks so much for joining us. So happy to hear just the response that you've got, and you're getting very close to raising the money that you need to try and walk Des home, to have him home with you and the family in 2021. Yeah. And I hope the next time we're chatting, Tara, that you'll be telling us a little bit about, you know, Des's first few weeks at home. That's our hope and prayer for you and your family. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Wendy, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas.
And to you too. That's Tara Dalton there telling us just a little bit about her story and Des's story. If you want to find out more, by the way, there's a website, walkdeshome.ie, and the auction that Tara was mentioning there, which finishes at 2 o'clock today, you can find details of that. And there's some just absolutely fantastic things that you can bid on that particular auction page, like that private coaching with Dan Levy and James Ryle. How cool. That'd be a pretty cool Christmas present for someone. And also there's the GoFundMe page. You just go on to gofundme.com and you can search Walk Des Home.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.